Alrighty, guys, it is officially August, which means that sadly summer is coming to a close here soon. But it's okay, that just means fall's right around the corner. And if you're wanting to squeeze in one more summer romance or feel good summer book, these are some that I would recommend. Starting off strong, we do have Summer Romance by Annabelle Monaghan. Aptly titled, this is a book about a woman who has gone through a divorce and is finally ready to move on. She meets somebody who feels like a perfect summer fling. He's going to be moving away at the end of the summer just to help her sort of get herself back out there. But of course, it ends up not just being these shallow summer feelings and ends up being something much deeper than that. We also have one of my absolute favorite Abby Jimenez books, which is Just for the Summer. Now, this is technically the third in a standalone trilogy, so you definitely can read it on its own, but you want to understand the full context of all the characters that you're going to meet in here. So if you feel like you need to read it in order, the first one is Part of Your World and the second one is Yours Truly, my personal favorite. But this is absolutely the best summer vibe. Again, we've got another We Just Want to Have a Romance Over the Summer type situation. The main character is a travel nurse, and the guy that she meets, she actually meets on Reddit because of a thread where they talk about how they both have this phenomenon where everyone that they date ends up finding the person that they're going to marry immediately after them. So they wanted to see if they could date and sort of break the curse, so to speak. It's really cute. It's witty. It's fun. It's Abby Jimenez. Obviously, it's great. Next, I don't know if this one actually takes place during summer, but it definitely has fun summer vibes. It is Raiders of the Lost Heart by Joe Segura. This is a spin off of Indiana Jones where we've got a badass archaeologist woman and her arrival from college. And they go into the Mexican jungle to excavate some really interesting artifacts, and shenanigans ensue. Now, you might be tempted to gravitate towards Beach Read by Emily Henry, but I would argue that The People We Meet on Vacation is a much better summer read. I did read Beach Read first while I was at the beach, and I was expecting it to be a very beachy read, and it's not really as beachy as I was expecting it to be, if you know what I mean. This one's not necessarily beachy either, but I wasn't expecting it to be. I was expecting it to be vacation-y, which it definitely was. This is one of my favorites of hers. It does have a friends to lovers trope, which is my personal favorite. You get a lot of back and forth between the past and the present, and the way everything comes together is just so beautiful. Next, we have Summer in the City by Alex Astor, and this was so fun. I actually read this on the way up to New York City on the train, and it was the perfect thing to prepare me for my trip. This was actually my first, like, millionaire billionaire romance, and let me tell you, that is a fun trope. I recently read The Adventures of Amina al-Sarafi by S.A. Chakraborty, and this one was so fun, so adventurous. It primarily takes place on a ship, so in my mind, like, piratey things are definitely a summer vibe, but this one is definitely an incredibly entertaining read, very immersive, very fun, would highly recommend. Another one that I just remembered that I didn't have in this original lineup is Remarkably Bright Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt. Guys, seriously, this is one of my favorite books of all time. I actually read it as an audiobook originally, and I just recently got the Barnes & Noble special edition of it. Again, this one, I don't even remember if it takes place over summer, but it has that vibe that you're probably looking for during summer. It's just really sweet, really wholesome. Everything comes together so beautifully. In the end, I cannot recommend this book enough. A series that I really love that is perfect for summer is the Crazy Rich Asians series by Kevin Kwan. I personally loved the movie for this, and I actually saw it first, and when I read the book, it is definitely different but still incredibly enjoyable. Last but certainly not least, you guys know I can't go through any sort of video without at least somewhat mentioning Tress of the Emerald Sea by Brandon Sanderson. It is my favorite. It's delightful, it's witty, it's whimsical. I've talked about it a bazillion times. You don't need to hear me say anything else about it. It's great. Also, my boyfriend's reading it right now for the first time, and we sometimes listen to it together, and it makes my heart so happy. I'm sure there are a bunch of others that I could add to this list, but for now, we'll stick with that. And if you can think of any summery, fun, light-hearted books that you want to add to this, please let me know in the comments.